he returned to Little Reuben. To Little Reuben, in whose room, one evening by an oversight, his father and mother, crash, crash, happened to leave the radio turned on. For you must remember that in those days of gross, viviparous reproduction, children were always brought up by their parents and not in state conditioning centers. While the child was asleep, a broadcast program from London suddenly started to come through. And the next morning, to the astonishment of his crash and crash, the more daring of the boys ventured to grin at one another, Little Reuben woke up repeating word for word a long lecture by that curious old writer, one of the very few whose works have been permitted to come down to us, George Bernard Shaw, who was speaking, according to a well-authenticated tradition, about his own genius. To Little Reuben's wink and snigger, this lecture was, of course, perfectly incomprehensible, and imagining that their child had suddenly gone mad, they sent for a doctor. He fortunately understood English, recognized the discourse as that which Shaw had broadcasted the previous evening, realized the significance of what had happened, and sent a letter to the medical press about it. The principle of sleep teaching, or hypnopedia, had been discovered. The DHC made an impressive pause. The principle had been discovered, but many, many years were to elapse before that principle was usefully applied. The case of Little Reuben was only 23 years after R. Ford's first T model was put on the market. Here the director made a sign of the T on his stomach, and all the students reverently followed suit. And yet, furiously the students scribbled, hypnopedia first used officially in AF 214. Why not before? Two reasons. A. These early experimenters, the DHC was saying, were on the wrong track. They thought that hypnopedia could be made an instrument of intellectual education. A small boy asleep on his right side, the right arm stuck out, the right hand hanging limp over the edge of the bed. Through a round grating in the side of a box, a voice speaks softly. The Nile is the longest river in Africa, and the second in length of all the rivers of the globe, although falling short of the length of the Mississippi-Missouri, the Nile is at the head of all rivers as regards the length of its basin, which extends through 35 degrees of latitude. At breakfast the next morning, Tommy, someone says, do you know which is the longest river in Africa? A shaking of the head. But don't you remember something that begins, the Nile is...
The Nile is the longest river in Africa, and the second in length of all the rivers of the globe.
The words came rushing out,
although falling short of...
Well now... Which is the longest river in Africa? The eyes are blank.
I don't know.
But the Nile, Tommy.
The Nile is the longest river in Africa and second.
Then which river is the longest, Tommy?